You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, again, for another podcast, I have Jeff Pickett from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's in the Referrals in Action chapter, and his company is Media by JP, which is Media by Jeff Pickett, of course. And so we, ironically, we had a good conversation after the last podcast we did, and we're probably going to have a couple more, it looks like, down the hopper here. But we got on the topic of follow-up. And even in BNI, one of our code of ethics that we agree to when we are accepted into a chapter or inducted, I should say, is that you will follow up with the referrals that you receive. And I find that very important. But both Jeff and I kind of have the same idea when it comes to follow-up. But then something happened within our career that kind of changed that. So, Jeff, I want you to kind of share your how you felt about follow-up from the beginning and then kind of starting your own business and how that became more important and then your little story that goes along with that. So go ahead.
So, prior to becoming a small business owner, I worked in healthcare for quite a while. And, we all know what that's like to get that sales call that where the guy just does not – guy or gal does not kind of let up. They just keep calling back. And, I probably should have said no, but I probably led the guy on a little bit. And so I deserve to get the phone calls, but I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to be that jerk. And so if I had to follow up, I probably just kind of weenied out. I wouldn't follow up because I didn't want people to have the perception that I was just all about the sale or what have you. But, since I've become the small business owner, my family, our income depends on my actions. And I realized the value of following up, not only to follow up on people I work with, but then also, to let people know a yes or a no answer rather than just kind of lead them on. So recently, I had a client who was referred to me from another client, and it was about a 3-week process where they had already told me they wanted to work with me, but for whatever reason, we just were not connecting, and I was leaving voicemails, phone calls, and then I was very, very close to just saying, okay, I guess maybe something changed, and then I'm like, no, let's give it one more shot. So I called. And then about 15 minutes later, they called back and they apologized. Like, I'm so sorry that, we just got really, really busy. And so, yeah, let's talk. And 2 days later, I'm in the office and, close the deal. But, I just think that we need to be careful that we do follow up, on both sides of the coin. And so that we don't end up, leaving money on the table, but then also not leaving each other hanging too.
So somewhat similar, but more on the sales side with my story. This is when I was in the home improvement industry, and I remember going and giving a bid to this guy, and he had 2 or 3 different companies for different things doing bids all over his house. I mean, he had, let's just say, he had money burning a hole in his pocket, and he had some projects he wanted to get done, and he made it very apparent. So I gave him the bid, and I had that mindset too. I don't want to bug these people. Gosh, they know the price. If they wanted to do it, they'd call me. I had that mindset. And so I wasn't as strong with my follow-up. Well, in sales, when you have a slow month, what do? You look back on those bids you gave and you see if you can close a couple of them, right? You already did the hard part to it. So it was probably about a month from when I had met with this person, and I was going through and I was like, oh, you know what? He had money burning a hole in his pocket. He really enjoyed the product. I think this will be a great guy to call. So I give him a call and he answers. I'm like, hey, I know we met about a month ago. Just wanted to follow up and see if you've gotten any further in your project. And he goes, yeah, actually, all those people you saw that day and yourself, I'm getting different bids from other companies. I said, okay, well, can I ask why? And he goes, well, to be honest with you, you are the only one that has called me to follow up with. And if I go with your product, but it takes you a month to follow up with me just to get my money, I can't imagine how long it's going to be till I hear from you if something goes wrong.
Wow.
I wouldn't trade that phone call for anything in my life. Well, family and all that, of course. But that phone call, it built so much for me personally, because I realized I would not have bugged him. He was waiting for a phone call from somebody, and it had everything to do with my kind of reflection on how I treat the business or what kind of salesperson I am. Because I agree with him. If you can't follow up to get my money, man, if I got a problem, can't imagine I'm going to hear from you because you already got my money at that point. Yeah. So that was a great life experience for me, and it really changed my mindset on that. So we talk about how important follow-up is. It translates to your chapter in so many different ways. And yes, of course, we have the traditional sales follow-up, right? If you get a referral, you follow up on it, all that good stuff. But what about a one-to-one? I mean, have you ever, Jeff, have you ever been stood up for a one-to-one? No names needed, just curious.
I can honestly say I don't think I have.
That's fantastic. I can honestly say I have a few times. One time I was at a BNI conference, and that really blew my mind. I found out that he was okay. There was something that came up in the short term there. But following up with a one-to-one after the fact. Now, hey, Jeff, thanks for your time again. I really appreciate it. By the way, here's a couple of referrals I'm thinking. Is this what you're looking for? Following up on education that you receive. And this is at the chapter level. If you listen to a podcast or you read something that really rings good for you, take the education moment in your chapter and share that with all your members. Because it worked for you, follow up with them and let them know a little bit more on how that could help them. You never know the results you're going to get when you're following up with those people. But most importantly, always follow up on referrals. Always follow up on referrals because you never know what that's going to lead to as far as business goes. And it's code of ethics for us, by all means.
You know, and I would add another form of follow-up is, you know, if so this is a business opportunity and you do get the sale out of this, one of the things that I like to do is I like to follow up with that sale and send them what I've been doing as of late is I've just got some thank you cards and I handwrite the note and then Game of Thrones style, I've got a wax seal and stamp.
Nice.
And you can't send that through the mail, so I'll actually have to put that into like a little padded envelope. I get really cool comments from people going, you know, number one, handwritten note, like how many people get that these days? Number two, that wicked cool wax seal stamp, that's kind of cool. You know, and you're guaranteed that people are going to open it because, you know, whenever we get a padded envelope in the mail, you know, you're hopeful it's from Amazon or someplace, but you're going to open it up because there's value to it. And then traditionally, then I'll add some little cupcake tokens or something like that in there as well, just for them to understand, like, I don't take their business for granted. I want to provide value. And, you know, maybe you give them something else. But, you know, the follow-up is not just on one side of the fence. You need to follow up on the backside once you've gotten the business as well.
And that made me think of one thing I want to say for this whole thing, this whole podcast. I usually would get a thank you from the people that I followed up with. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for checking in. And then I made it a habit after the installation, I would always follow up with them a few days after just to see if everything's okay. Because one night, this was early days of countertop world for me. But one night I got a phone call from a customer. They were just installed that day. And they said, Brandon, there's a giant scratch on my countertop. I am just livid. And I'll be honest, I did not sleep that night. Like, I lost so much sleep that night. And so I went and I saw with I went in the next morning. I went and checked it out. I took a razor blade and scraped off a little streak of glue. And that's what the scratch was. But it was, that's when I realized, though, a quick follow-up phone call after the installation, say, hey, how was everything? How'd it go? Any feedback from my installers, I can give that to them only to help them improve or to give them recognition. That's something a lot of the crews don't get a lot of the times. They only hear when the bad things are. But the second was, it took me 10 seconds to scrape that piece of glue off, and I had a customer for life. Versus trying to get a work order set up, sending one of our installers out there, dragging it out for a week or so for a 10-second fix. And a lot of the times you get those, thank you for the phone call, thanks for checking in with me. Even if they don't commit to the sale now, it's very rare that I had anybody say, gosh, Brandon, I can't believe you called me back after I had you come give me a bid. This is ridiculous. We all get busy. We all have things come up. And sometimes it's that extra reminder that does make us get projects done. Because I drag my feet on projects all the time. My wife is the one that really pushes me to get stuff done. And I kind of appreciate her for it because we get stuff done around the house. But sometimes it really pays off. No, it always pays off to do that follow-up. All right, Jeff, we'll kind of round it up. Any final thoughts on this one?
What I do, I mean, I've got, everybody has little software systems mm-hmm. that they do, but I have this little bullet journal. And whenever, I like paper myself. I put stuff into my phone too, but I actually have little, every day I have a checklist of things I need to do. And it sounds funny, but I have a symbol. So every time I have a meeting with somebody, I immediately go to this and I do a F and a U under it. So F U, but it's a good thing because it means follow up. And so if I have a meeting with somebody today and there's a question posed or next action, I'll go ahead and maybe on Monday, I'm going to follow up with that individual. I'm going to give them some time, think about whatever the situation may be, but I automatically always try to log in so that my follow-up is just ingrained in what I do, and I let them know that I'm going to follow up so that way the onus is on me and not on them. Mm-hmm. And, again, follow-up is what this is all about, and I just think it's super important to do.
Perfect. Well, that was a fantastic final thought. And I would like to F you later. No, I'm just joking. When a very short stint, I worked in a telemarketing thing, and I would put the F you for follow-up later, and I always got a little kick out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And for our listeners, as always, these podcasts are meant for you. So if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to talk about that in the future. Jeff, thank you again for your insight and your time today.
Thank you, Brandon.
And I look forward to talking to all of you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.